The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Let's go, baby!
Are you ready for a break?
Yes.
Are you ready for a break?
Absolutely.
Ready for a break?
Yeah, and so much for that.
It's time for The Break on DallasCowboys.com.
We were on the break!
With Ambar Garcia, Brian Broaddus, Patrick Walker, and Derek Eagleton.
It is Friday, November 17th, 2023, season 19, episode number 73. Welcome to the latest edition of The Break. We are live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. Got Brian and Amber here with me. Patrick out again today, but we've got, we'll get you guys ready for Cowboys versus Panthers throughout this show. It is turning into a freaky Friday here on DallasCowboys.com. You got my guy Nick Harris this morning eating hot stuff, and I walk into the studio now, and Amber's got shots over there. Not really sure what's going to happen with that. Not really sure what's going to happen with that, but it should be fun. So make sure you stick around for the entire show. Amber does have a game here in the. Do we need to get that in the second segment?
Yes. Yes, oh, and Chris will be coming in here, okay, too, and he's going to be participating.
I have to drive to my next job, I hope everything will be okay.
And I'm not supposed to be drinking on the job, so yeah. Hopefully that's not liquor, but we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes. I just know it doesn't look
appetizing. One of them looks like honey mustard over there. Are we drinking honey mustard? What's going on over there?
We'll see. We'll get to it in the second segment.
Well, I'm just saying, I got limitations. I got standards.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. We all know about that.
Yeah, I do.
High-end guy you are.
I am. Yes, I am, and I'm okay with that.
Let's
talk about Cowboys versus Panthers. Let's get right to it. Tell me, what do you think is the offensive player for the Panthers that Dallas should be most concerned about that could possibly give them problems this weekend?
I feel like that it's old man Adam Thielen. And I worry about old man Adam Thielen because he seems to be, if you look at metrics and you watch the tape, he's a guy that that Bryce Young tends to find during the game when he needs a play. And there hasn't been many plays where, you know, that they've been able to make some explosives and stuff like that. But Adam Thielen is one of those guys that in these types of games where he could be really clutch. He could be a third down and nine. He catches it for 11. It could be him running along the back of the end line in the end zone, and somehow Young finds him in the back of the end zone. And, you know, you got really good coverage, but he's made a career out of handling bad ball situations. He's been made a career out of handling being contested catches. Mm-hmm. He's the one guy that would worry me as far as them trying to get the ball down the field offensively and maybe try and keep the sticks moving.
For me, worry, nobody. But Chuba.
Famous last words.
Chuba Hubbard.
Hubbard. Yeah.
He's the running back, one of the running backs. And, you know, the running game is always something that you want to keep an eye on with this Cowboys defense. He's, from everything you described, Brian, doing your scouting report, I mean, he sounds and looks like a very physical player. He has the upper and lower body power and can push through. So maybe that's a guy that they can keep a guy.
Man, you've been watching your Carolina Panthers.
Me?
Yeah, that's a good scouting report there. Yeah.
Let's flip that over defensive side of the ball. Who's the player you're most concerned about?
Oh, it's got to be Brian Burns. Yeah, I mean, when you look at, because he's the one guy that can, he can wreck shop. And they used to say, I compare it very similar to what Philadelphia has with Hassan Reddick, except that Hassan Reddick stays on the side of the field where Terrence Steele is going to deal. With Tyron Smith playing at such a high level, I'm not wasting any reps with Burns against Smith. I think that is an absolute, that they're not getting anything out of that.
Yeah.
Terrence Steele seems to be the one, and he played very well last week. The pass protection stuff was spot on, technique spot on. This will be another different challenge for him this week. And so if I'm the Panthers, I'm thinking, how many rushes can I have against Terrence Steele with Burns and see if I could take advantage of that? Mm-hmm.
That's main guy. Yeah. I mean, that's
Derrick Brown at the defensive tackle would be something too. We've seen with last week, and you know, we talk about Dexter Lawrence was a guy similar type of body, big, bulky, mean guy inside.
With Burns, it reminds me a lot. Obviously, no one's like Micah Parsons,
right.
But some of that role where you have to keep moving around with being a linebacker and then also pressuring the quarterback. So that's the main guy that stood out to me with everything. And the one that when I did watch a couple of plays, didn't watch many, sorry. But when I did, he's the one guy that kind of always stands out out of the whole group.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is if you remember back, if J.C. Horn is healthy and active this week, he is a guy that many people believed that when the Cowboys drafted Micah Parsons, it was because Horn and Surtain were gone. That many people believe the Cowboys wanted one of those two cornerbacks there at the early part of that draft. And so that being said, it will be interesting whether you think he's a game-changing type player or not for this particular game. I still would like to see him and maybe see him against some of these receivers and see what he can do, because it'll just be an interesting little, you know, another note.
Yeah.
Guy that was potentially could have been drafted ahead of Micah if he would have been available.
He's been out for so long, and, you know, you think, like, okay, he's able to practice. It's been limited on, you know, are they really going to throw him out there? How much rust does he have as a player? You know, he is, when healthy, he would be the one guy that you could say, okay, CD and Horn. And to your point, absolutely. I think the coaching staff back in that time, the coaching staff was really interested in J.C. Horn.
Mm-hmm.
And the scouts were really interested in Surtain. And it's kind of a funny dynamic.
Where'd you fall?
I was Surtain and then Horn.
Yeah, me too.
But it literally, the old saying, you know, tags touch.
Yeah.
You could – one of them was – with Surtain, he looked so smooth the way he played. And there's a smoothness to Horn's game. But Surtain is not as grabby. You know, the one thing Horn is, he'll get right up on you, jam, jam, grab, jam, jam. You know, he'll – that kind of – Surtain's a little bit more fluid in the way he plays. I think there was really a physical style. Horn was – I can see why coaches like Horn, because he's willing to play physical. He's willing to tackle. You know, there was a lot of really – the way he plays the ball skills and stuff like that, really both those guys elite in that way.
Yeah. All right, I have a question for you guys from a fan, Hoodie Uba on Twitter. He says, what is the Cowboys' plan to play better in their road games? Cowboys go back on the road. I have a personal belief on this, and I'd love to get from you guys what you think of this, but I think a lot of the home road stuff is about who the Cowboys have played. If you think about it, their road opponents, the Giants, the Cardinals – the 49ers, the Chargers, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then you think about the home games. You got the Jets, the Patriots, the Rams, the Giants again. I think a lot of this is about who they've played. But what do you guys think?
We might have thought differently about the Jets if Aaron Rodgers played that game.
Maybe.
We might have thought differently about that one. I think you're absolutely right about that. I think there's things about the Cowboys offensively playing at home that is magical. With the way that the route combinations, the protection, getting the ball out, finding the right guy, Dak making like big time plays, moving the pocket, him running around, him running, defense, they create turnovers at home. They find a way to turn people over. Philadelphia had a chance to get three fumbles, got none of them. You know, they need to get back to to me. It's a couple of different things. Just the way that the offense plays indoors, no weather conditions on that turf is special, and their defense and the way that they smother you at home. They do a great job of that, and you know they need to try to find a little bit of that to carry with them on the road. There was a time when we were all working here where under the Jason Garrett administration where they were winning home games, I mean, excuse me, road games all the time.
Yeah.
Like 8-0 on the road.
Better on the road, yeah.
Much better on the road than they were at home, and that narrative now has flipped.
See, that's something, a concept that I haven't fully gotten an understanding of. Because to me, it's not a crowd thing necessarily, because most time you see so many Cowboys fans everywhere, with the exception of a couple of places in general. But other than that, I don't get it. I don't get the whole playing out. Like, I've never played a football game. But I've played soccer before. And when I travel, I mean, obviously different, very different than this. But we still played and we would win. So I just don't really get why it's such a big importance in how it's always like, well, they're not playing at home, and thus why they lost that game type of mentality.
We might have a different feeling about it, too. We talk about the Jets and the quarterback situation, that being at home. You win that game in Philadelphia. You know, you find a way. You find a way. You're down. You kind of rally back. You get to the 6 yard line. You know, you have a chance to win the game. We might think a little bit differently about Dallas playing on the road, but it's something that is definitely there.
Well, the other outlier is Arizona, right?
Yeah.
You say that's a really, really bad team that the Cowboys uncharacteristically lost to, which they don't do that often. They usually beat up on the bad teams.
What is it really, really about when you're playing away from home?
Honestly, I don't know that anybody has the answer
to
that.
But I will tell you this:
there are differences. Obviously, your schedule's different because you're having to travel versus you're being in your own place. Mm-hmm. You get to the stadium; it's a different environment. The locker room's different. Your layout's different, and you're talking about guys who are creatures of habit. They do the same thing consistently over time, mm-hmm. and that's how they build whatever they build, right? And so, who knows what of that could affect a different player in a different way. I think the one thing everybody can point to is crowd noise. And like you said, I don't know that there are a ton of stadiums where crowd noise is a huge factor. Now, there are some. Yeah. Like we talked about the other day, Seattle is one where you go there, you know you're going to have to deal with the environment. There's going to be noise.
And maybe the conditions, too.
Yeah, when you go to Philadelphia, there's going to be some of that. The conditions become another thing. If you're a team that's used to being inside and now you're going to play outdoors, there's a whole nother factor, right? Yeah. If you're a team that's used to playing on turf and now you're going to play on grass, how does that affect you? And it changes how you play, right? So I think there's all those kinds of little things. I agree with you. I don't know at the end of the day that any of them necessarily make a big difference, but they do create these questions when you see a pattern of
clearly
on the home, you're winning.
For sure.
On the road, you even lose to teams that you're not supposed to lose to. And if they lose this weekend or play that close, I think it's just going to this narrative even blows up even more because it's another bad team.
You know what? I kind of initially thought the Arizona loss was a bad loss until now I'm watching Josh Dobbs play in Minnesota.
Maybe it's Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, and Josh Dobbs, I don't think Arizona at that time was a bad team.
Yes.
I think right now, well, they got Kyler Murray back and they won.
Yeah.
So maybe it's, but with Arizona, they were in several close games where they lost the Giants. Yeah. That was a bad loss for them. You know,
they had them on the ropes,
couldn't finish the game. So I don't look at the Arizona. Dallas traditionally does not play well at Arizona. It just doesn't happen. But now watching Josh Dobbs play in Minnesota, I'm thinking like, I can understand why Dallas lost that game to a quarterback that's playing pretty damn well right now.
Yeah. All right, let's take our first break. Let's come back. Amber has a game for us. We'll see how this goes. We'll be back. DallasCowboys.com radio.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone, on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper
is the one you deserve.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
Back to the break.
The Salvation Army's 27th annual Red Kettle Kickoff returns to AT&T Stadium this Thanksgiving. Get excited to watch the one and only Dolly Parton rock the stage during the halftime when your Dallas Cowboys go head-to-head with the Washington Commanders. Tune in at 3:30 on CBS.
Welcome back. It is the second segment of the break, live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. This segment, as hard as it may be, is brought to you by blockchain.com.
Pepto-Bismol.
All right, Amber, you have a game for us. Explain what we're doing.
Yes. So we're playing Never Have I Ever. And
Never Have I Ever.
You guys already know how that works.
For the fans out there listening.
For those who don't know, you would say something, for example, never have I ever gotten a tattoo.
Okay.
And maybe Derek has a tattoo. I don't know. But then he would drink if he does have a tattoo. And these are not... They don't have alcohol because Derek is boring.
We're at work.
Boring.
Right, we're at work. And we're on the air. There's proof.
But anyways.
We do have a beer sponsor.
We do.
I'll tell you guys what these are. They're nothing too crazy because, again, Derek is like, I'm too sensitive. I have it.
Wow.
Let's get the trash can just in case. I'll
be okay.
Yeah, okay. Bring that over here.
Derek is too sensitive. But we have here a ginger shot.
Quit calling me sensitive.
You are.
Oh, ginger. Ginger. Okay, ginger.
I'll take the ginger shots all day.
We have the ginger shot.
Honey mustard. It's a honey mustard looking
thing. I'll take that.
All right.
Yeah, we have a cold brew coffee.
I've never had coffee in my life.
I'll take that.
Is that right?
Oh, you'll have some energy today.
Yeah, that'll be my first
shot. Oh, which one is it? Is that one right there?
Then we have beet juice.
Okay. I'll try it.
Beets. I like beets. Yeah. Really healthy. Good for you.
And then whoa, it's like Thanksgiving already. What are we doing?
And then we have kombucha.
What? Huh?
It's a shot of kombucha.
What is that? What is kombucha?
It's going to go right through you.
Get ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a taste. Okay. You're not going to
I've never had coffee in my life.
Someone sees me running down the hall during Macy's.
All right. Let's get the game started.
All right. Getting started.
All right. So we're all going to play, including myself. I don't.
Yeah. You're definitely playing because you got to take shots too.
Yeah. And I'm not excited.
Well, I think I got a couple.
But okay.
You got two pages of questions.
Who wants to start?
Ladies first.
Oh, ladies first?
Ladies first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This one's easy. Never have I ever worn anything purple to work.
Really? And is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
Is that what you're going to
do? Yep.
Sure.
Which one do we start with? We can pick whatever we want?
No, I get to choose.
Oh, okay.
No, you.
The person, well, yeah.
You get to choose?
We're all starting.
All right, where are you going to go?
All right, just go ahead. Pick whatever you want.
Thank you.
Okay. Ginger.
Ginger, that's fine.
I'll take ginger with you guys.
Oh, wow, that's a smell.
Everybody.
That's a smell.
I do like ginger, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That burns.
Oh!
Woo!
Oh, my God. I've heard about the ginger shot.
Yeah. It's strong. Strong.
What does that do for you?
It's healthy. It keeps your immune system up.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And
those germs around this season, they're going to be away from you.
Boy, I like that. I like all ginger when I'm doing sushi, but
man, I knew I was gonna get all of y'all on that one.
Okay,
all right.
That's why I laughed when I saw you this morning, Derek.
Exactly. Shout out to the bros. Whatever. All right, here we go. Am I up?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Never have I ever had a whole conversation with a man who was wearing nothing but a towel. Come on, Brian. Come on, Amber. You want to tell the story, Brian? Feel free to tell the story, because otherwise it seems a little weird, but feel free to tell the story.
Ones off my lip.
He didn't even have a towel.
He didn't even have... Whoa, let me make it better. Never have I ever had a whole conversation with a naked man. That's even better. Okay, great.
Now, what do we drink? The coffee, or what do we need to do here?
You can take whichever one you want.
Coffee.
Coffee. Cheers.
Salud.
You want to tell the story, Brian?
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells, yeah.
Bill Parcells coffee. I've never had coffee in my life, by the way. This is the first coffee I've ever had in my life, right?
Okay.
Here.
Okay, enjoy.
Right
here. So,
Brian walks up to
Wow.
It's not good.
Bill walks up to Brian in the locker room, right?
Yes. I was in the weight room. I was cutting through.
The weight room?
Old Valley Ranch.
Wait, so he was in the weight room?
He was in the weight room?
He was in the weight room. And, oh. No, real quick. Wait. God, that's awful.
By the way, this is all stuff that I got from the players. So this is stuff that athletes drink.
Oh, good for them.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why they're athletes.
I took another one of those ginger shots. That wasn't horrible.
So locker
that's a shock to the system.
Yeah, he was naked in the locker
room. No. I cut through. We're at Old Valley Ranch. You know how you could cut through the weight room to get back to the front? So I'm cutting through the weight room. Parcells is on the treadmill. He goes, hey, I need to talk to you. Meet me in the locker room. I'm like, I wanted to talk right then and there, kind of get it done. Meet me in my locker room afterwards. Boom, meet him in the locker room. He starts taking off his clothes. By the end of the conversation, he's completely naked and doing the Captain Morgan pose, basically.
That's the funniest part of the whole story.
Yeah, he's standing. He's like,
and just talking.
And I'm not even making eye contact. I'm just like, I'm like looking at like how, you know, guys are spelling their names on their name tags and stuff like that. But that was, Bill tried me on that. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, my turn now?
Yes, your turn.
Oh, yeah.
Never have I ever held a boom mic in a locker room after a game.
Dang. Why do y'all keep coming for me? Me and you, Chris?
I've held a boom mic, a couple of them.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I don't know.
You've had to do that before.
You better get your shots off.
That was a good one, Brian. That was a good one.
All right. I'll do beat.
The beat.
Cold brew. I love cold brew.
The cold brew is awful.
Cold brew is good.
I know why.
Never have I ever
lost
a 40-yard dash to Nick Eatman.
Yeah, that didn't even count.
I'm just saying, I have never lost a 40-yard dash to Nick Eatman.
I've never run one against him, yeah.
A 40-yard dash? I have not done that.
I lost a race to Nick Eatman.
Okay, let's go back in time.
Yeah, go back in time.
He's probably listening.
And I bet he gave you that. I bet he gave you that.
No, yeah.
So dumb.
Oh, he set him up for everything.
Yes.
He gave him everything, by the way.
Hold on, let me just clarify.
Nick's a sneaky guy sometimes. You got to watch Nick.
Yeah, let me clarify. In the moment, we were all at training camp, and I was dealing with bronchitis.
Oh,
yeah, I couldn't breathe, basically. What happens when you got bronchitis.
No, I remember how sick you got that one time.
Yes, yeah, I got really sick. Then, at the same time, my bladder was full. I needed to pee pretty bad. So that takes away
make it run faster?
No, because then it'll come out.
To the restroom,
the bouncing makes you...
Yeah.
It forces.
I don't.
That's why.
Yes.
Bounce.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
That's why when you're in a car and it's a bumpy road and you gotta pee, you're like, oh my God. But... anyways, so he barely beat me, and he's so proud of it, of someone that had to pee and had bronchitis. So anyways, it's dumb, but you needed to come up with your own.
I got another one.
You got
you.
Okay.
For me again?
All right, your turn,
you know what? I'm going to attack you.
Okay,
never have I ever
try
to white balance on a cloud. Those who don't know, white balancing.
That's smart, though. That's smart.
White balancing, it's with the camera. You just to get the colors right. And there was nothing around. And Chris was trying to white balance in the camera. This was at training camp, too. And he's like, let me use that cloud.
Yeah.
And he used the cloud.
I can understand that.
Perfect white balance on a cloud.
All right, I got one.
All right.
I think I'm going to get everybody on this.
I only got one left.
you can have my beet juice.
Okay.
Never have I ever had dinner with Will McClay or any scout.
Oh, damn.
Don't even think twice. You got somebody that's
any scout.
That's St. Elmo's, right?
I'm just going to say, it was made for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I have dinner with my brother.
Okay.
I
want to go again so I can attack you next.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
I think we're going to run out of time.
What am I drinking?
Which one's that?
I'm doing
the kombucha.
It's a kombucha.
Kombucha.
That's a wrestler, right? Kombucha.
That smells like vinegar.
Oh, wow.
I actually like that.
Oh,
That is not terrible.
That was a clear one.
What is that good for? Is that greens?
Kombucha is
greens.
Good stuff for you.
Good
stuff. Lemongrass, ginger.
Now somebody get me. Get me. I want to taste it. Good.
No, seriously. You're going to like that.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
good.
Actually good.
Get some more of that.
Wow. Okay, me?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yes, you.
Never have I ever flown in the owner's private jet.
Okay.
What?
Never have I ever flown in the owner's private jet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll
take
hold on.
Derek, too.
I'll take one of that.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what this is.
Where were you going, Chris?
That's kombucha.
Where were you going in the jet?
He's gone a lot of places.
A couple times.
Yeah.
I went to, I was with Jerry when we went up for Michael Irvin's Hall of Fame. Yeah. So that's one of them. Yeah.
How about his Hall of Fame? Did you travel with the family?
I did, for that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Hall of Fame thing?
You had to get, yeah.
And then we came in late because we had a high school thing to shoot. Yeah. And we came to, I think, Denver late one time. So it was Roxanne, myself, and Scott, and then Jerry.
Was it that bad Denver game? That real bad Denver game? The weather delay for an hour, and we like had 9 yards rushing that day.
Have you been on the helicopter, Amber?
No.
You know, oh, okay, I was going to say, you could have gotten it if you said helicopter or plane.
No, I've done neither one.
Neither one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
I was thinking of Beamer on that one. I didn't know I was going to get you on that one.
That wasn't bad. Plane?
You probably going to New York for meetings,
I've been on plane a few times. Yeah.
For meetings, probably.
We've had some different situations. Yeah. I went on one early in my career with Jerry Jr. and Bill Priakas. It was an interesting trip.
Yeah. It's a great way to travel, man.
Oh yeah.
It's a great way to travel. Yeah. All right. I'm down to beet juice.
Chris. Yeah, me too.
Oh, let's see.
Get him, Nick.
Let me get Broadus.
Oh.
Never have I ever asked a question at a press conference. I know you have.
Yeah.
I have.
Garrett all the time.
Amber, have you? I actually have.
That's the question, because I didn't know if you ever have or not. Yeah. But I know I've done to Garrett.
I used to cross from Garrett. Yeah. Yeah. I got Garrett.
Yeah. You too, Amber. You've had to.
Never have I ever been a cheater. Because you're over here cheating, over here that getting cheat sheet.
I got that one.
Did you come up with that one yourself?
The only ones he came up with is the ones on the back.
I could see with playing with alcohol how this game could be really intense. Hey, right?
You know, honestly, I feel like I'm kind of drunk right now.
All right. This one I hate. I freaking hate the ginger shot. I hate it.
Oh, I love the ginger. I'll trade you for beet juice.
I'll tell you what, that thing burned. That ginger shot burns.
I like the ginger shot.
It burns. Thanks, man.
It kind of helped me.
I like that stuff.
I feel it.
Beet juice.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to drink that too.
Okay.
Is this the end of the game?
No.
It's my turn.
How many more rounds are we doing?
Now people are walking by and they're going to see us drinking stuff here.
Hello, children.
Hi. Don't drink. Don't drive.
Good to see you. Oh, this is a star.
Okay. This one. Never have I ever drank a soda on the charter.
Well, there we go.
You've never drank a soda?
Mm-mm. I've watched this man drink plenty of Dr. Peppers.
No. Diet Dr. Pepper.
But it was, I sat next to him for a lot of years on a plane.
Look, and you know the thing about it is?
I don't drink soda.
I don't drink soda.
Yeah.
But that's my one cheat. I allow myself a Diet Dr. Pepper on every road trip.
And two chocolate chip cookies.
And one chocolate chip cookie. Listen, this is one, not two. Yeah. This is one, but that's my
Derek
cheat.
Derek is actually good to sit next to because he will have the latest and greatest technology and he will have some type of...
He'll have his iPad.
Ryan watched the whole season of Sounds of Anarchy one year with me.
Without even the sound.
But then he just plays games and doesn't even look at the screen.
If I can get it. It's not always available to me. Can we not pass out this Wi-Fi
to everyone on the planet?
Right, because I need some people not to be on it. Yeah. All right, here we go. Beet juice. Beet juice?
Yes. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The coffee's been the worst for me.
All right.
I still feel it.
You'll have some extra boost of energy today.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Is that it? That's a wrap.
Can someone
Unless y'all wanted to throw a couple more.
I'm going to finish these. What do you got? Give me two more real quick.
I got one for Brian.
Okay.
I think.
Give me one. Yeah.
The fighting.
That one?
Fighting.
Never have I ever gotten into a heated shouting match with one of my teammates. And I knew both of you guys would jump on that one quickly.
Yep.
I told the story the other day. I told the story about with me and Nikki that one time.
Yeah. Well, that was about to say, you got one too.
That's what
right?
That's when I looked at Rob Phillips and go, you shut
Nikki.
The F up. And Rob goes,
I told Rob Nikki goes, and Rob.
Rob pulls the old Rowan, Rob pulls the Rowan Cavanaugh, the old, okay.
I told Mickey I'd meet him halfway. Because you know
y'all were in opposite sides of the building.
You know the other building. It was like he was in that. And Nate had Mickey jumped up, and Nate went, "No, you sit down." And he was like, "Saved his life." That's what Nate said.
And one more. What do you got?
Hold on, let me see my
notes.
One
more, real quick. I know we're running out of time.
I have never been to an NFC Championship game.
There would only be one person at this table that's been to an NFC Championship game.
Well, I was in one with the Green Bay Packers.
That's what I'm saying. You've been to one, right? So did you take a drink?
You're the only one that has.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, none of us have ever.
I forgot the rules of the game.
I've never been to an NFC Championship. I've been to a Super Bowl.
The beach use is not bad. But the kombucha is the best.
That was really good. And the ginger is still burning my stomach.
The gingers are shocked your system.
None of them were bad. I'm okay.
That's good, Amber.
Yeah, because Derek limited me. Derek limited me. If it was alcohol, Chris would be drunk right now with as much as he drank. Geez.
Chris would still be pouring. He'd be like, give me another one. Give me another one.
I kind of feel like the older guys are the ones that are going to suffer in this game because there's more things you
can live more life, right?
Too long.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, neither you or you, Derek, we couldn't think of stuff for Chris. Yeah, we were talking about it before the show, and we couldn't think of anything.
I've done that.
Cool. It was hard to come.
Friday's always fun, Amber.
Thanks for playing.
That was good. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back, and I've been promising all week we're finally going to get to it. We got some fan questions. We're going to roll through those here in the final segment. We'll be back. DallasCowboys.com radio.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savanna. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Don't put off getting your oil changed, Dallas. Take 5 Oil Change, a proud partner of the Cowboys, is faster than you think. There's no appointment needed and no waiting room. Yep, you heard that correctly. Take 5 is so fast, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can take advantage of Take 5's fast, friendly, and simple service at any of their locations across the Dallas area. And remember, at Take 5, you stay in your car because they're faster than you think. Take 5, the official oil change of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
Back to the break.
'Tis the season for youth football and dance camps presented by Invisalign. Don't miss your chance to learn from the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and former NFL players at AT&T Stadium on December 22nd and 23rd. Celebrate the holidays with the Cowboys. Register today at DallasCowboys.com/camps.
Welcome back. It is the final segment of the break, live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. We're going to get some fan questions. We got some questions that have been rolling in from Twitter all week. Let's hit them. Let's start with Champ. He asked, he's wishing LVE the best, but he said, do you think that the defense has looked better, faster, with Bell at linebacker?
Do you have a thought there, AG, on that one? I do like Bell, but I don't.
He's been good.
I miss 55 out there, too.
He's been good, but I don't think. Which is crazy because we came from a period where you loved Leighton. Then you were like, well, he's not doing anything. He's not playing well. To then, okay, he's starting to play well again. And then you give him that extra, that 1-year contract, right? And then you don't have him. So it's kind of been a little roller coaster with him. But lately, I mean, he does make an impact on the field. And I think he does provide different things that Bell doesn't, but not in a bad way. They're just different.
Yeah.
Like, they both provide stuff, but they're just, they play differently.
The instincts. I think you missed the instincts of 55. I think that Bell has the awareness, and I think he understands that at his weight, that he has to be on the move. He can't stay still. But man, the thing you miss is with Van Der Esch, there's going to be that one game where it's, and we saw it with Sean Lee, that one game where he knifes through the hole. You know, he's running and knifes through, and it's a negative play. And now the other team has to punt, or it knocks him out of field goal range. I think maybe Bell, very capable of that, but just the instincts, I think you miss of Van Der Esch right now.
Yeah.
With how he plays. The coverage and the finish on Bell has been really, really, really good. But I Van Der Esch is just, I think he's on a different level.
Yeah, one of the hardest things for me to really evaluate, I don't think the defense is as good as it was at the beginning of the season, but I also don't know if that's because of opponents.
Yeah.
I also don't know if that's because Trayvon Diggs.
It's like, got
to
be
there. There are differences, but it's hard to know which difference made the biggest difference. But again, I think the defense is good. I just don't know if they're as great as I thought they were going to be. Going into season, I thought this might be
elite.
One of those defenses that you get a name for and you're like, oh my gosh, every week they're just shutting teams down. But again, that also was driven by they played some bad teams to start the season. And so it got us kind of thinking this is a transcendent defense.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if that's also a part of this, that they weren't playing better offenses at that time.
You were that elite defense. You talk about playing bad teams. You play who's on your schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But the combination of Diggs and Bland and Gilmore playing in the secondary, man, give me that right now.
Yeah.
Especially lining up and against San Francisco's and the Philadelphia's and the people like that. Seattle's going to have a challenge for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, give me those guys if you can.
All right, let's go on to the next question. This one comes from Keto Hubby 1. He says, you foresee running by committee from now on.
Running by committee.
And what I mean, I guess what he's getting to,
because like
they've already used all of them, but really just kind of splitting carries almost.
Yeah.
Brian, you mentioned the other day, like you would kind of, it wouldn't be a series type thing. It would just be like kind of using them as you need to, switching them in and out.
I'm going to take Mike McCarthy to his word, what he said yesterday when asked about this question about giving Dowdle more opportunities. It's a game decision, game flow. That's okay. I'll buy that. I'll take two for Dowdle, one for Pollard, two for Pollard, three for Dowdle. Give me it doesn't have to be series. It has to be in and out. You know, it's like, okay, we got something going here. We found something that they can't handle with Rico Dowdle running inside. Oh, we found something that they can't handle with Pollard going to the edge. Okay, let's do that. You know, I would search both backs during game to try and find what plays work running wise. If ones get stuffed, I would say, okay, cross that one off. Let's just go to the next play. But, you know, to me, I kind of feel like, though, teams probably are like, and we said this yesterday, teams probably feel like when Dallas runs the ball, it's a wasted play for them right now. You're not making them pay by your ability to run the football. And they need to kind of find a way to kind of make teams pay for, you know, playing more coverage than worrying about the run.
I would like for them to create some more of a replica of what they had going on last year between Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. Kind of a good split where you're basically taking the best of what they both can do in their own way. And also the incorporation more of Lipke. Like,
yeah,
seen him. And he was a bright spot at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that they were doing with him, it was very effective, and he was showing a lot of great traits in the running game. And all of a sudden, that kind of has disappeared, and you've forgotten about him.
Yeah, I would definitely, if you get inside, this team is one of the worst in the league when it comes to goal to go. When they get it down inside that 5-yard line, Pollard doesn't need to be on the field, and they don't need to be running shotgun when they get inside the five. To me, it's Dowdle and it's Hunter Lipke, and it's one back, you know, both of them offset, whatever you want to do. I'm going with just complete power at that point in time. I'm taking Pollard off the field because I felt like that I don't get what I need out of that. Now, they don't block all the time, but that there are some times where Pollard just hasn't been able to find ways to get in the end zone, especially when they hand the ball off inside.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we'll get one more question, then we'll get to our picks. Brandon Laurie asks, he says, one position group we haven't talked a ton about this year is the safety group. The three-headed monster was a force in 2022. How would you assess their play so far this year?
I got in trouble because, if you believe the metrics of Pro Football Focus, they talked about how the Cowboys safeties were the highest rated group every week, and Hooker was an 80, and now he's in the 70s and the low 70s with his play. I challenge anybody to watch the games and just watch the safeties. And you tell me if you're playing at a really, really high level. I think Kearse had one of his better games last week. But overall, Wilson, Kearse, Hooker, they've played probably below expectations of what we had, you know. And I knew that they needed to find a way to get an upgrade there if they could. I think Wanya Thomas is an upgrade. I love his toughness. I love his ability to see the field. I love how he finishes as a tackler. I think you could put him on the field and you're not going to lose anything. I think you're actually going to get better. You got to figure out where to play him. But I would play him. This safety group, yeah, we talked about it as potentially a strength. In my heart of hearts, I never believed that with Hooker at free safety. I just never did, and I took a lot of crap for it. But if you watch the games, I think you are struggling there at free safety a little bit.
Man, biggest disappointment for me would be Donovan Wilson, because he's a guy that – I've loved since the moment he stepped in, and the way he played, so aggressive, not afraid to tackle. He doesn't care. He's going to take you down. And then all of a sudden, he's another one of those who kind of has disappeared. And I was thinking while you were talking, Brian, I'm like, okay, how much can like everyone really shine at the same time? Because, you know, sometimes you're going to have somebody that's playing better, having a good day, and versus the other. But we have seen those games where everyone just plays well. It doesn't happen all the time. But then those three guys, like in the safety group, it hasn't been something that we're even thinking about or like constantly talking about at all. They're kind of, I would say, stayed flat. I wouldn't say they've been terrible, but they've just been at times flat, in my opinion, from what I watched.
Yeah, I think that the interesting part is we've been used to, at least mm-hmm. over the last year or two, mm-hmm. we've been used to seeing them make splash plays.
Right.
And this year, I can't say that I think they're playing poorly. Like, I don't think there are plays you're looking at them and like, oh, that was their fault. Oh, yeah. That was their fault. Yeah. But I also don't see the splash plays. I don't see Wilson, as you said, very aggressive, breaking up passes, hitting guys, breaking them loose from the ball. Like, those are the kinds of things I expect from Wilson based on how he's played to this point. And this season, that those things just aren't there.
Yeah, the thing about it is, just a real example of a play, when you talk about Hooker and sometimes the eyes that deceive him a little bit, the interception that Deron Bland had, when Jalin Hyatt for the Giants runs through the middle and then all of a sudden now Hooker has to turn and adjust. You know, that play, you know, Gilmore, he's beat, and Hooker's kind of in a bad spot. And it took Bland coming from the other side of the field playing with awareness to keep Jalin Hyatt from catching that ball, and you get a turnover right there. See, that's the kind of thing sometimes you're like, maybe the safeties aren't playing bad. But then you watch a play like that, all of a sudden, if Bland doesn't come from the other side of the field, that's a big chunk play for the Giants who hadn't had any chunk plays all game. You know, those are the kinds of things you worry
right.
about.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get to some picks. Let's see what you guys think is going to happen this Sunday noon. Cowboys take on the Panthers. Let's start with you, Amber. What do you think?
Well, they better win. that's the
At least thing. It's an early game for you traveling home.
Yeah, we'll be home by 8. That's great.
Yeah, but there goes your whole day, basically.
I'll take that.
I mean, we gotta wake up really early to get on the bus.
That early? 9 o'clock?
That's really early.
We'll get out and get a run and still be back.
My eyes will still be puffy by that time. So, yeah, there goes your whole day. But, no, hopefully a win. I hope that this is a game where I can finally see some little light shine from the running game. I really want them to take advantage of this game to try to establish somewhat of a running game. Not that it's going to be incredibly different than what they've done, but something that's trending upwards heading into December. But I expect a win against the Panthers. Otherwise, you won't see me. You won't see me again. But Yeah, I would imagine something like 35, maybe 6.
All right.
I went 26-13 Dallas in this game. I think there's going to be some times where it's not going to look pretty, you know, but they should be able to get after Young pretty well with their offensive line. I don't really worry about the Panthers' running game all that much. I'd like to see what Amber's talking about. Maybe you get a little bit more balance. I'd love to see a Dak Prescott, one of those days where he's 22 of 26 for 262 yards and 3 touchdowns kind of a day, and they got another buck 40 on the ground, and we felt better about it. So give me Cowboys 26, Panthers 13.
All right, and I think the Cowboys win. I think they win 38-6. I don't think it's really a close game, but you know that we'll see how it goes. That's the nature of football. But I do think it will start to crystallize this conversation about road versus home. Yep. I think it's really more about good teams. Excuse me, good teams versus bad teams.
I know the feeling,
but I really do think that in this instance, this is a good team, a good Cowboys team against a bad Panthers team, and I think the Cowboys go take care of business.
There you go.
All right, appreciate you guys joining us. We'll be back on Monday. We'll tell you what went right and wrong. We'll start getting you guys ready for Thanksgiving. Mm. We'll have a quick turnaround. We'll talk about that game on Monday, and then literally Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be doing game previews,
Commanders,
getting ready for Commanders on Thanksgiving Day. So till then. Brian Broaddus, Amber Garcia, I'm Derek Eagleton. This has been The Break, live on DallasCowboys.com. My stomach.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?